Saturday morning, everybody. June the 26th, 2021. This is CA at the Rim here at the beautiful iHeartRadio studio in gorgeous Fort Worth, Texas. How is everybody doing today? Hope you're doing well. We got a great show that's going to be lined up here in just a little bit. Billy Graham Saturday. That's right. This Saturday morning, we got a Billy Graham called Living Water. We're going to be playing that here in the entirety, and I'll tell you a little bit about it here in just a bit. But before I do, I want to pump us up on a song, and before I even get that started, I want to remind you guys, you can always email me your prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com, okay? All right, now, like me on my Facebook page as well, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free. We'd really appreciate it. Or subscribe on Apple Podcasting, which I would appreciate your feedback, Google Podcasts, etc. We're just all over the place. All right, I'm going to play one more song, and then after that song, we are going to go immediately to the Billy Graham. All right? So this song I'm going to play right now is a Big Daddy Weave song. It's called Let It Rise. We're going to enjoy it, and we're going to go ahead and let it rise before Billy Graham gets ready for his message, Living Water. Good morning on a Saturday.
Songs of the Lord rise among us. songs of the Lord rise among us. Let the joy of the King rise among us. Let it rise.
There we go. Big Daddy Weave, Let It Rise. I love that song. All right, friends, get ready. It's Billy Graham Saturday, exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Sitting at the anchor chair today, feeling great this morning on a Saturday morning. You know, it's a very crispy, crispy hot. I'm talking extremely hot Saturday. I already feel it. Before I even walked into the studio here at iHeartRadio in downtown Fort Worth, I couldn't even believe it, how hot it was. So hot that someone was actually frying eggs on the street of downtown Fort Worth this morning. So there you go. So how wacky is that? Of course, I'm a native Texan. I've been through it. I survive it. I can survive it every time. Put your little advice, put your stock in on Azorca or Pure Life or some of these waters, because during the summer, there's a need for waters. I mean, you can't even find them anywhere. Okay, enough said about that. A little humor. Not that I tell you what to put stocks in and what don't. Don't listen to CA on everything, okay? All right, here we go. 1993 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The late Billy Graham on Holy Water. Now, before I play this version of it, we need water to survive. Remember that. But this is the holy water. Listen and just be humble and obedient. Let the Holy Spirit take full control. Here we go.
Now tonight, I want you to turn with me to the fourth chapter of John's Gospel, a wonderful story in the life of Jesus Christ. And just one verse of scripture, and it's a very brief verse. It says, and he must needs go through Samaria. He's down south in Judea. Now he's going to go to Galilee. He doesn't get on a plane. He doesn't get on a bus. He doesn't get in a car. He walks. And while it wasn't a very long distance by today's standards, in those days, that was a long distance to go from Judea up to Galilee. And he was going to Cana. But it says he must needs go through Samaria because, you see, the Samaritans and the Jews didn't get along. They didn't like each other. They avoided each other. The Samaritans had intermarried. They were not pure-blooded. But Jesus, it says, must needs go through Samaria. Why? Because Jesus had an appointment there that he was going to keep. That appointment had been made centuries earlier in the council halls of God that he must needs go through Samaria. In our text, we find that Jesus is talking about water, but he's talking about spiritual water. There's not only water that you drink for your physical needs, but there's spiritual water. Jesus said, I am the water of life. Jeremiah said, for my people have committed two evils. They've forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. In a number of places, the Bible refers to people who have no spiritual water. Ye shall be as the garden that hath no water, says Isaiah, the first chapter. In Zechariah, it says, prisoners of the pit, wherein there's no water. Now, the scarcity of spiritual water throughout the world today is tremendous. People are hungry and thirsty. We read about it in our papers constantly. And people in this country are going to the wrong watering holes, searching for satisfaction, searching for something that only the water of life and the bread of life could meet. And that person is Jesus Christ, who is the water of life and the bread of life. You can go down our streets in the major cities of America and see our young people searching for something. They don't know what. And many people are like that. They're searching for something, and they go to all kinds of things, whether it's drink or sex or whatever it is, to try to find that answer. Maybe it's money, or maybe it's power, whatever it is. But it doesn't really satisfy the deepest longings of our hearts. Jesus knew about the woman that he was going to see. He knew that he had an appointment with that woman. He wanted to teach his disciples a lesson in race relations, or a lesson in how to win people to Christ. Jesus was weary. He sits down at Jacob's well. The disciples had gone to town to buy food. This woman came. It was almost noon. Women usually came in the evening when it was cooler. But this woman came alone in the middle of the day when it was very hot. But because of her character, she was probably a social outcast. She came with her water pot to get water. And Jesus asked her for a drink. That absolutely shook her. Because Samaritans and Jews didn't even talk to each other. And certainly no Jewish person would ask a Samaritan for a favor. In just that moment, Jesus was sweeping away many prejudices that people have like race prejudice. One of the greatest needs we have in America is for the Lord to come into our hearts and take away our prejudice against other people who don't look like we do and who don't have the same color of skin that we have. It takes full-time prayer and saying, "Oh God, take this from my heart." But Jesus saw this woman sitting there on Jacob's well, and he said, "Would you give me a drink?" And she was astonished at such tolerance and courtesy and kindness that she saw in his eyes. And she said, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with us Samaritans." He didn't want to force religion on her. He begins on another subject entirely. He's tactful. He's diplomatic. He asks for a favor. He puts himself under obligation to the woman. Jesus said, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that saith to you, 'Give me to drink,' you would have asked of him and he would have given the living water." God offers all of us a gift tonight. It's something you can't work for. It's something you can't buy. It's something you can't earn. It's a gift. It's free. It's spiritual water. It's forgiveness of all your sins because of the cross and the resurrection. Isaiah the prophet said in the 55th chapter, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and you that have no money, come and buy and eat. Yea, come and buy wine and milk without money and without price." Why do you spend money for that which is not bread? The prophet asked. And you labor for that which satisfieth not. The thing that you work so hard for, and the thing that you desire so much, and the thing that you go out to enjoy doesn't satisfy. This woman replied. She said, "Sir, you don't have anything to draw with, and the well is deep. Where are you going to get that living water you're talking about?" You see, she mistook the kind of water he was talking about. He was talking about living, eternal water. She went back to the well. She was talking about that water. Now, the Bible teaches that we are blind to the glories and the thrill of the love of God and the gospel. In 2 Corinthians 3:14, it says, "But their minds were blinded." 2 Corinthians 4:3-4, it says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." There's a supernatural power that blinds you, spiritually blind. Physically, you have perfect eyesight, but spiritually, you're blind. You were blinded by an outside spiritual force called the devil. 1 Corinthians 2 says, "But the natural man," that's you, "receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." Jesus said, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." He offers you that water tonight. Is your soul, is your spirit, is your mind thirsty for something more in life that you haven't found? Oh yes, you may be baptized. You might have been confirmed in the church. And you're a good person and you go to church. But deep inside your heart, something is lacking. There isn't the fulfillment and the satisfaction and the peace that you would like to have and that you believe God could give you, what should you do? Drink of the living water. Jesus provides the living water at the cross. He went to the cross, and there he was beaten and reviled. That wasn't his real suffering. His real suffering came when he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And that terrible, awful, mysterious moment, God had laid on him the sins of the world. Your sins and my sins, everything I've ever done wrong was put on Jesus. He took the judgment and the hell that I deserve on that cross. Jesus was offering this woman water for her thirsty soul. So Jesus said to her, go call your husband. Now he was hitting on a sore nerve. What a spot he touched in her life. He knew her sins. He knows yours. What an overwhelming flood of guilt and remorse this brought to her. She shrank back. It was as if a thousand searchlights had been turned on in her heart, and every dirty secret in her life leaped into the glare. No person can come to Christ until there's conviction that you have sinned against God and you have repented. And repentance means to change your mind, change your direction, change your way of living. It means that you're willing to change. She partly covered it up and said, I have no husband. The scripture says, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. Jesus gently reminded her that technically she was right. She had no husband. She had had five husbands, and the man she was now living with was not her husband. And she said two things. Sir, I perceive that you're a prophet. And please, sir, would you give me this living water? I want it. I need it. I need it in my life. At that moment, she acted on the light that she had, which wasn't much. Have you been to Jesus that way? Have you come? Are you sure your sins are forgiven? Have you been to the cross and said, Lord, I have sinned. I'm sorry for my sin. I'm willing to change my way of life. And I come by faith. I don't understand it all, but by faith I receive you as my Lord and my Master and my Savior. We've seen hundreds of people each of these two nights that we've been here come. And I ask people to come and stand in front of the platform. And as they come, you're coming and saying, Lord, I'm coming to you. I want to make sure of my relationship with you. I want this living water.
Amen. There we go. Living water. And we do play Dr. Graham from time to time here, exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Okay, I'm going to close out with the song, then we're going to close out with the prayer. And that's one of my favorites, my friend T-Mac. Help is on the way!
Maybe midnight or midday, never early, never late. He gon' stand by what he claimed, lived enough life to save.
I heard your heart, I see your pain, out in the dark, out in the rain. Feel so alone, feel so afraid. I heard you pray in Jesus' name. It may be midnight. Never.
There we go. Help is on the way. That's right. T-Mac exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Okay, friends, we're going to close out in prayer. I really hope that you enjoyed today's podcast, Billy Graham, The Living Water. And, you know, I just want to share some small thoughts before we close out in prayer. If you're needing some assistance and you really want to know about Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we're here for you here on the iHeartRadio Network. We network with a lot of our pastor friends, and I'm also an independent clergy, so I can help pray with you and help you through. Now, we can't make you. We can only be there as brothers and sisters in Christ, or you may have a neighbor or a pastor friend. We have a great network here with prayer partners that will actually pray with you guys too as well. And you say, "CA, how can you do it?" Send me an email, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or go to my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast, and click on that button, and you can just send me a text message if you want. Or you can call me direct, okay? If I don't answer, the ministry team will answer, okay? So we're going to lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. May that message that the late Dr. Billy Graham talked about and teached on, the living water, may we just absorb it and continue to drink it with you. Oh, Lord, we can't imagine our life without you. We thank you for everything you do. And if there's someone that heart got touched tonight and someone that really wants to draw ever so close to you, may the Holy Spirit just overwhelm them. Be with us on a Saturday, we pray. Keep us healthy and safe. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Okay, guys, don't forget Sunday Morning Praise on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. We'll have that up on Sunday. And we got to just say this. This is CA at the iHeartRadio Studio in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Remember, the sun does rise on the other side. You guys enjoy life. LIFE! Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.